So yesterday, we noted that the way the Ran learns the Rambam is that according to the Ran Bedasa Rambam, there's an Isser Asiyah Medina in all heavenly bodies. That the distinction between Asiyah and Shehiyah is only with respect to people. And therefore, it's Bichlal Lo Sasuniti. Lo Sasuniti isn't just an Isser Asiyah, but it includes, sorry, yeah, it includes an Isser Shehiyah, similar to what the Ran himself maintains in the Ramban in the upper heavens. And it's only by Adam that the Rambam is mechalek between whether other people did it, which is only Aser Mishum Chashad, and whether you did it yourself, which is Aser Mishum Lasosun Iti. So that's what we noted, that the way the Ran reads the Rambam. The Vilna Gaon over here in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, again, we're in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, points out that this is also the way the Ravid seems to have read the Rambam. However, the Vilna Gaon also points out exactly what we noted yesterday, which is how does he know to read that into the Rambam? The Rambam, when talking about all other things, like celestial beings, doesn't seem to mention anything but an Isser Asiyah, and there's no Isser Shehiyah at all. So the Gaon asks that on the Rambam. If you just want to take a look quickly, the Gaon, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, towards the end, last couple lines, and the Minchas Chinuch, I think, also asked this question on the Ran and the like. So that was just a hara from yesterday. Not everybody reads the Rambam this way. It's interesting why even the Ran reads it this way. I think might be because he thinks there's no other way to, it's clear from the Gemara that there's an Isser Shehiyah, at least for the moon, from the fact that we ask on Rambam and Leo. And so how could the Rambam ignore that? It must be that he held there was an Isser. The Gra isn't bothered by that because he thought the Rambam did away with the whole Girsa. We tried to be Miyashiv yesterday, how the Rambam might have our Girsa and still come to that conclusion. Anyway, that's just a Hara from yesterday. One other, another point, really, also a Hara from yesterday, is the Shita of Rabbeinu Elyakim, which is cited in the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Elyakim holds that even when it comes to Balei Chayim, there is an Isser. The prohibition in the Torah of Lo Sasuniti applies to Balei Chayim. And this is based off of the Mechilta. We saw yesterday that this seems to be the view of the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, assuming that you have our Girsa. And according to at least Rav Heller, it was the Rambam's concluding opinion. I'm not sure how he knew that. That was the Rambam's view based off of the Mechilta. Aye, but how could you say it? It's against the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha-partzufim mutarim chutz mi-partzuf Adam." So clearly, there are other things that are mutar. So he says, "Well, you know that phrase anyway is lav dafka because we know there are other things other than parts of Adam that are aser." And memela, once you know the chayos, for example, are aser. So once you say it's lav dafka in one way, you know, so we don't have to be so worried about making it even more lav dafka. And so what is mutter then? If we say kol ha-partzufim are aser chutz, so something has to be mutter. So I guess the Mishnah is only coming to be matir, like tzomeach and domeim, but balei chayim are aser. Now, so that's a view of Rabbeinu Elyakim, and therefore, you might have an iser d'oraisa, could go to Build-A-Bear. That's for your example. Okay, unless you say teddy bears are different because they're, but assuming there's no special exceptions for toys or something like that, it's sufficiently realistic enough. So there's an Isser D'oraisa for animals. And that would be 3D and even two-dimensional. according to Rabbeinu Eliyakim. The Ran, in his Lashon Rishon, which he prefers, and this is a view of the Ramban, also holds there's an Isser by animals, but not an Isser d'oraisa, only an Isser d'Rabbanan by Baalei Chaim, and only when they're boltim mishum achshad. Because he understood that the tabas that the Gemara said is also mishum achshad must be talking about other tsuros, like an animal. Because it couldn't be anything else. If it was Madur El Yom, there'd be an Isser d'oraisa for Shehiyah, as we know the Ramban holds, and even by Adam, we have a problem with that. So in Madur Tachton, it's only Aser by Shakua. And therefore, Al Karchacha, the only possible heter, Shkayach. Thank you. The only possible heter that we, the only possible scenario that we could have for the ring would be, an animal. So according to this opinion, the only types of animals that would be aser are 3D animals, mishum chshad. And the Beis Yosef writes that if you learn like the Ran, so I guess there's a couple of nafgaminas, even among the machmirim by animals, between, we'll call it Rabbeinu Eliyakim and the Ran. One nafgamina is Rabbeinu Eliyakim asers two-dimensional animals. The Ran would only aser three-dimensional animals. Another nafgamina, the Beis Yosef says, is that if you learn like the Ran, it's only going to be aser b'makom sheneva. That's, in that case, they'll be achshad. If they don't serve these animals, so you're allowed to have, I don't know, a 3D bear. So that's another nafgamina. Another nafgamina, the Beis Yosef says, is according to the Ran, the Mordechai in Bava Basra also seems to aser animals, but also only bolate, though he does it because of the mechilta. So it's not clear if he thinks that's a din d'oraisa or an asmach. In other words, is this a third shita or just what? Rav Eliyakim is definitely based off the mechilta, correct. But Rav Eliyakim asers 2D and 3D. The Ran is just chshad and only 3D. Now, then there's the view of the Mordechai and some others who say animals that are 3D are aser because the mechilta is a pshat that they hold that that's an Isser d'oraisa but only 3D. Or is it that they hold that the mechilta is an asmachta and then it's like the second sheet in the Ran? In other words, what I'm pointing out is there 3 days in the Rishonim or only 2 opinions? Okay. But this is... but the Rav Eliyakim is clearly only, is even machmir by 2D. That's what the Beis Yosef points out. So the Beis Yosef seems a little bit ambivalent about whether this is a third or just another variation. Either way, well, for simplicity's purpose, we'll just say there's 2 opinions. Fine. Then he adds that, so what do we have, just to summarize? In terms of the question of animals, we have 3 views. We have Isser d'oraisa, or well, let's just say 2 views, Isser d'oraisa or Isser d'rabban. Now, this comes up in Shul's. I don't know if you guys heard at the end of Shir yesterday, after Shir, Moshe pointed out that he was once in the Shul that had these realistic looking animals. In the Shul. So there might be an additional issue in a Shul. And that's because the Or Zeruah quotes from another Tam to be Machmir in a Shul, Shelo Yanerek Mishtachavet, Laos and Suros. That would presumably only be relevant if it's in the front of the Shul. If it was in the back of the Shul, then that would be okay. Though he points out that, well, maybe even on the sides there would be a little bit of an issue because, people are Madrim, or Matzpin. Okay. But basically, it would only be Aser in a part of the Shul that people are facing. Then it would be Aser to have these images. So even if it's not Aser al Klosasun et, there's this additional factor. By the way, this issue comes up a lot. When you're in shiva houses and the like, even when you're davening at home, and maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later, though it's really helpful, tefillah dikadin. He also says another issue, which is very fascinating, that it's a problem to have these these things because Shaloya Hedavar Chotzitz Beino Lakir. So, okay. So we have three reasons, three issues that the Rishonim bring up by animals. Either Deraisa, because of La Sasaniti, Midrabanan, because of Shad, or Dinim relating to Chos Tfila. Another din of Hilchos Tfila the Rama brings up in Sifkatan Hay in the Darkei Moshe. He's talking actually about the Machzorim, which we'll get back to a little bit later, but he says these people that make pictures in the Machzorim is a problem because it shters your Kavana. Okay, so that's also something that has to be taken into account when it comes to Tfila. So what? How do we paskin on that Shaila? So the Beis Yosef says, well, we certainly don't have to be choshesh for Rabbeinu Yerucham because he's basically a das yachid. But what about the middle view? What about the view of the Ran, who says that there's still potentially an Isser D'Rabbanan, at least by three-dimensional animals? So there, he seems to be a little bit less clear as to what he holds. Though in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see he's very makom. In terms of the Mechilta, so that's an interesting question. After all, what do we do with Mechilta? Doesn't Rabbeinu Yerucham bring down a Mechilta? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, okay, so we don't pass him like the Mechilta because it's against the Bavli. The Bavli seems to only be concerned with beings in heaven or humans. The Bavli has no mention and certainly implies that there is no Isser at all on animals. The Beis Yosef doesn't want to just say that. The Beis Yosef rather says that, you know what, the Mechilta is an Asmachta, like the Ran says, and therefore only 3D would be Aser Mishum Chshad. There's always a question how you should look at Midrashi Halacha. Are they Deraisas or Derabanans, these types of drashos? Oftentimes that's a debate between Rashi and Ramban al Torah. So the Beis Yosef saying, yeah, this Mechilta is just a Din Derabanan. And it's basically alluding to the din of the Ran. So then you'd say, okay, at least not 3D images of animals would be Aser, but then you could possibly say, but that was only Bismanehem, not Bisman Hazeh. Then the Beis Yosef has an alternative way to justify the Mechilta, which is maybe the Mechilta is only talking about when you did it L'shem Avodah Zarah. And the truth is, the Mechilta itself is very unclear because it begins off explaining the pasuk of Lo Sasa L'cha Peso, which does seem to be talking about Avodah Zarah, but then it quotes our pasuk, which talks about a restriction L'shem Noi. It's not so clear. So Beis Yosef says, maybe the Mechilta is just talking about L'shem Avodah Zarah. But he says, even if, regardless, I don't understand Rabbeinu Eliakim, because even if Rabbeinu Eliakim is right, why was he so upset and instructed everybody to remove these animals from the shul? After all, there's still no Isser of, once they were made already, there's no Isser to keep them there. And even if you're going to say the person who made them did an Isser Derais, okay, but what are you getting so upset? What's done was done for Fallen. Why are you yelling at the people to get rid of, change their shul decorations? So he says maybe it's because they not to remind them of this Isser that was done, the like. We'll see. So bottom line, what do we hold up by animals? Seemingly we're made go by animals. We certainly don't have to worry about Rabbeinu Eliakim. And in terms of whether we're choshesh for the Ran or not, so according to Beis Yosef's analysis, L'chor, it shouldn't be relevant nowadays anyway, because we're not Oved them. We'll see a little bit later when we get to this whether there's a tzad to be machmir because of mazel, because like the Aryeh is the mazel, so maybe it should be aser al mazalos. Whether that's something we have to worry about, we'll get back to that later, though probably not if it's just a picture of a lion. And that's why, again, you'll have in shuls certainly pictures of lions on an Aron Kodesh, and sometimes even pictures of lions that are 3D on the Aron or the like. So that's issue. There is another shita. So we have, I guess, so far, we've discussed how many shitas we've shown. We started off with Tosfos, then we have the Ran, the Rambam, and now we did Rabbeinu Eliakim. There's a fourth shita, which doesn't seem to get much attention, a fifth sheet, I guess, doesn't seem to get much attention, but that is the sheet of the Torah, which is the most mako. The Torah seems to hold that when it comes to a two-dimensional or shokas, it's mutter across the board, not just by people, but even chama levana. There's no iser at all. The only problem with that, and this is why I think, you know, all the other Rishonim reject that, is, well, presumably Rabban Gamliel's images were two-dimensional or shokas, and yet the Gemara was very bothered by at least first the iser of Asiya and then the iser of Chashad. Apparently the Torah must have learned that their Gamliel used three-dimensional models, even though, I don't know, they were on the wall somehow or another. And that's why he was machmir. But as I said, the shita doesn't really seem to get much attention. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch cites shitas tosfos, that basically you can't do dalim panim adade and malachim, and that's only by bolate. And Sura Shemesh and Yareach is also even by Shakua. So more or less the most makel view on the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the most lenient position. We'll get back to this a little bit later, but the Taz and Sifkat and Yubais is very surprised. Why wasn't the Shulchan Aruch Hoshish for the Ramban? After all, you know, there seem to be many more Rishonim that are Machmir. Why was he so makel? This is also the impression you get from the Gra. Gra isn't black on white, but if you look at the Gras of Katam Chaf Aleph, after noting that the Shulchan Aruch is like Tosfos and the Rush, he writes Aval Ramban, Rami Rottenberg, and many others were Machmir, and then certainly, you know, then he gets into Shitas HaRambam, as we mentioned, and the like. So we'll have to see how we paskin in terms of that. Do we accept the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, or are we choshesh for Shitas HaRamban, as the Taz thinks that we should? Now, in terms of the Chama Vilavana, so one question, we brought this up a little bit this morning in breakfast, is what type of version of Chama and Levana are we going to answer? So again, just recall, Chama and Levana, we certainly paskin even two-dimensional, you know, again, we're going to get back to the issue of Shakua versus two-dimensional. Like, for now, we're not going to be machalik. So Chama Levana, even two dimensions, is Aser. That we certainly accept. Even Tosos is Machmir about that. Question is, what type of image of the sun, of the stars, are we talking about? So if we look at the Ramah back in Sif Gimel, so far we are referring to the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet, but going back to Sif Gimel, the Ramah quotes from the Pirshei Mishnah Shel HaRambam that what type of images are we talking about? So just take a look over there. Hagah, Dehainu, Tsuros, Ha-Nasim, L'Shem Chama, Ulevana, Kemosha, Osin, Bale, Ha-Talmasau, Talsamos. It's the second time we talked about talismans this year. Tsuros, L'Kochavim, Kegon, Tsuros, Ha-Mesiachsos, L'Shemesh, Mitzayrim, Melech, Me'utar, Yoshev, Al-Agala. What's a sun? A crowned king sitting on a wagon and the like, but not anything else. And who says this? So as we mentioned, the Rambam, the Rambam gets this from the Pirshei Mishnah Shel HaRambam. If you look at the Gra writes over here, Rambam the Perusho uvechiburo. I don't know what he means by chiburo, because the Rambam does not, as far as I could tell, say in the Chiburo. And in fact, the Sefer Habatim writes that it seems like he was Choser from what he said in the Pirshei Mishnayos in the Chibur. So I don't know what the Gra is referring to. Now, when the Rambam in the Pirshei Mishnayos and the Rama say this view, so are they seeing this as a Chumar or a Kula? In other words, are they seeing the only type of image that the sun, you know, that's prohibited of the sun and the moon and the stars are these symbolic pictures? Or are they saying even symbolic pictures are Aser? So if we look at the Rama, It sounds pretty clear that he's saying only the symbolic issues, the pictures are asar, right? Because what does he say? He says, dehainu tsuros ha-na'asim l'shem cham olivana, dehainu, namely, meaning if you have, according to the Gra, you draw a realistic picture of the sun, the Ramah would be matir. The Rambam, at least in Perusha Mishnayos, would be matir. And that's pretty explicit also in the Perusha Mishnayos himself. The Perusha Mishnayos writes, Tzuros hacham levana, en inyano shemotzei agul v'yomar zehu shemesh, o keshes agul v'yomar zehu levana, ela shebale atzlamim hanikraim talisim, miyachasim lekochavim tzuros, ad sheomrim tzuros hashemesh, tzuros melech mutar v'chulei v'chulei. So the way the Rambam, at least again, Perusha Mishnayos, the way the Rambam seems to hold, is that this is limited to this view. It's a very big koach, right? Basically, there'd be no problem anymore drawing suns and moons and stars according to this position. Now, the problem with this, and the Shach, by the way, also points out that this seems to be the view of Rashi, because Rashi writes on the Mishnah, when he talks about the sun, he says it's the mazal chama, implying the mazalos, but not actually the picture of it, right? Igul chama ulavana mamish would be mutter. Now, this is not like the Levush. Levush understood the Ramah saying even these things are aser, but the Shach says that doesn't really sound that way at all from the Ramah. So this seems to be a big kula. However, there's a big problem with this position, and the Gra and the Shach both note it, which is it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara asks, how could Rabban Gamliel have these images? Now, when Gamliel was showing the witnesses who came from Kiddush Levana, you know, Kazera Isem or Kazera Isem, he wasn't showing them like this, I don't know, whatever it was, the guy, you know, going around on a horse, or, you know, he was showing them realistic pictures. Obviously, he was showing them realistic pictures. They didn't look like this, it didn't look like that. Not the symbolic imagery of the astrologers, but actual pictures. And yet, it's very clear that the Gemara thought it was Aser. Okay, you know, if you get rid of the Girsa, I mean, that's one thing. But that's a big problem. That's a big problem. It's really hard to understand this. So the Shach, to answer this question, comes up with a tremendous idea. And this idea the Shach is going to use to answer up lots of kashas in our sugya. But it's a hard idea to understand. He's saying, no, you know what? We're going to have to conclude, al korchenu, that there is an Isser Chashad even for realistic pictures. How do I know that? Because we ask Rabban Gamliel. We ask, how could Rabban Gamliel keep these realistic pictures? What about chashad? The Gemara answers, okay, there wasn't chashad for whatever reason. But you see clearly that when it comes to realistic pictures, there is a din of chashad. Okay, so what's the Rambam talking about? So the Shach answers that to create this beautiful image, that is going to be mutter, or if you find these images, that's going to be mutter. Why? Why? So let's not say create, take that back. If you find the image, this is where the Ramah says it, right? So the Rambam, we're talking about finding. The Mishnah said, if you find a son, it's aser to keep it, right? You have to yolichim liyad ha-melach. Why? Because these were nevadim. And that then is only when it's the symbolic representations of the sun and the moon, and not realistic images of the sun and the moon. And the reason for that is very simple. The reason for that is because when people worshipped the sun and the moon, they worshipped the symbolic representations, not the realistic images. Okay, good. So that's the pshat. But there's still an isser to keep them because of chashad, right? Devade lasos ol lahashos biyado af igol shelahen asik lasos naf gulami lo sasa. So the isser of asiyah is even if it's realistic. Why? That's what the pasuk asks. It's aser because of chshad. But why? Why is there chshad? In other words, if you find them, it's mutter. Why? Because nobody actually worships these things. So if nobody worships these things, why can't I keep them? Now we know it must be there's a Nisr Chshad because we asked on Rav Gamliel. But why should there be a Nisr Chshad? Nobody ever worships these things. And maybe you'll tell me that, well, it must be that it's a Chshad and Asiyah, because he already told me that the Isr Asiyah applies to the realistic ones. So what's Chshad? Chshad is Isr Asiyah. But we know, as we discussed yesterday, at least Rashi, Tosfos, they both hold that the Chshad is nothing to do with Asiyah. It's only a Chshad of Avodah. And nobody does these things. Nobody worships these things. So how could it be Asr? So that's the issue that the Shach sort of has to grapple with. So the Shach answers, I'll tell you what, even though if you find them, it's mutter, because nobody actually worships these things, there's still an Isr Chshad, but it's a Chshad of Avodah. Why? Why should it be a Chshad of Avodah? Because why are you holding on to this? You know, it's a little suspicious. Maybe you serve them. But I still don't understand. If I don't have to be suspicious when I find them that they were Nevadim, so why were they made? I don't know, for some other reason. So why am I holding on to them for some other reason? Shach doesn't really explain his logic. He beautifully proves that this must be correct, that there's an Isser of Shehiyah and Asiyah, but not Isser of Mitziyah for realistic images. But the Isser Shehiyah is only because of Chshad. And for some reason, there doesn't seem to be a Chshad. Seems to me, perhaps the Shach learns like this, that the Shach understands that when you find something, it's mutter. Why? You can follow Rov. Al Pi Rov were, you know, whoever originally owned these images, were they served? No, odds are they weren't served, because people don't generally serve realistic lurking suns and moons, only the symbolic representations. But when it comes to the chshad of owning, so then the chshad of owning is because of what? V'yisim nekiyim. The mitzvah of v'yisim nekiyim tells me that I can't rely on both. A person has to be above suspicion, right? I can't, you know, it's true. Most likely, odds are that I, you know, if I have a realistic looking sun and moon, I'm not bowing to them. That's true. But the Yisim Nikim says I have to be above suspicion, and it's still a little bit suspicious. It's still a little bit fishy. And therefore, you have to be machmir. And that's the din of chshad over here. Now, this is going to bring us to a very interesting question of, if so, what's the din about Shehiyah Bizman Hazeh? So we already started talking about this yesterday. We already saw yesterday that the Beis Yosef has a nidon on this question. He thinks it should be Mutter Bizman Hazeh, but then he notes that Tosus is Machmir. So how do we pass it? So the Ramah says, Bizman Hazeh, when it comes to a finding, Bizman Hazeh, she'en agayim ovdin l'tzuras halalu, mutarim bahana im motzan, aval ein l'hashosan. So you find, nowadays, you find a star, Bizman Hazeh. So even the types of things that were once asur, okay? So even though the Mishnah says that you can't keep them, but it's going to be mutter because of changes in idolatrous practices. Mutter to keep them, not to keep them, to they're mutter bana, but asur l'ashosan, you can't hold on to them. So sell them, you don't have to take them to Yamanach. So why is that? Why is that? So the Gra explains, like this, take a look at the Gra. This is a Sif Katan Yud Zion of Al Ein La Shamsan. Nira Davka Bachama Ulevana. So this is only talking about the sun and the moon, that it's an Isser Shehiyah. Only the sun and the moon. But not Darkon. Darkon, you could even hold on to nowadays. Now, the question is, Mishnah? If you're going to tell me, because maybe I'll say nobody does a vote for the Darkon, but nobody worships the sun and the moon either, these types of images. Right? But why is there a difference between Shemesh v'Yareach, where there's an Isser of Shehiyah, and Darkon? Is the Pshat because there's an Isser Asiyah for Shemesh v'Yareach? But that's strange. Does that mean that we're Choshesh, that Chshash has to do with the Isser of Asiyah? So, I don't know. But the Gemara tells me how he knows this is true, right? What's the Gemara's Raya? The Gemara's Raya is Rabban Gamliel. And what's the Pshat? Over there, there was no Chshad of Avodah, because like we said, it's a beautiful image. But still, they said it's Aser Alts Chshad. Okay. So what we're saying is, again, that there's an Isser of holding on to a Shemesh V'Yareach nowadays, even though there's no Chshad of Avodah. Then the Rav Ma continues, and he quotes Osrim, right? V'yesh machmirim b'chol tzuros haniskaros. Now, even though vadai nobody used them, afagav diadin and lo palchilo. And writes in the parentheses at least chen machma b'tur uvetosfos. And again, we know where the Beis Yosef got this from. The Beis Yosef got this from Tosfos. The problem is that the Beis Yosef said this is tamua, right? Remember, the Beis Yosef quotes this. He says, "L'chora it should be mutter b'zman hazeh if you find a shemesh v'yareach." But what can I do? Tosfos says it, right? Okay, that's basically what the Beis Yosef said. And take a look at the Gra, right? V'yesh machmirim ken kasa Beis Yosef shekain mashma v'tosos v'tur aval hu tamua. Daha filu sarachrona kol sheyadua. And he says, look at the Shach. And the Shach's also Tamanus. Shach says, I don't know where the Beis Yosef got this from, Tosfos, right? The Beis Yosef claimed that Tosfos is machmir bismanazeh on the Shemesh V'Yareach when you find them, and the even though nobody serves them anymore. And the Shach says, Tosfos says nothing of the sort. So let's look, what did Tosfos say? So, l'chora, the only possible line in Tosfos, as the Shach points out, that Beis Yosef could have been referring to is when he says that there were those who were machmir v'chein shalalach kor osam v'tzuo sheyesh pansuras adam boletas. So, from the fact that Tosfos says that it's Aser, and, you know, the Metzius, so, you know, the times of the Beis Yosef were the same as the Metzius at the times. So the Tosos, that's what he assumes. So the Tosos says, you know what? Yesh machmirim, not to have this belt with a picture of a person on it. That's what Tosos says. Well, maybe it can be Mekel based on the Bahagi, you need a whole person, but otherwise it would be Aser. Okay, so what does that prove? How did the Beis Yosef think that prove it? So, and that's, in fact, what the Shach says. The Shach says, Beis Yosef can't prove anything from there because that's an Isser Shehiyah. That's an Isser Shehiyah. But maybe Matzah is still Mutter, right? In other words, what's the Shach's Kasha? Matzah should be Mutter. Matzah should be Mutter. Shehiyah would be Aser. That's all Tosfos holds. But Tosfos, Beis Yosef says, no, I see from Tosfos that even Matzah is Aser, even though nowadays there's no Shash that they served it. So that's why the Shach basically moves off with the Tzachiyan. The Beis Yosef quoted Tosfos. Beis Yosef didn't know how to read Tosfos. It's Tamua, makes no sense. So, well, what did the Beis Yosef think? So I think the Shach is the Shitasa. The Shach says, you know, I have a way to read Tosfos. You know what my way of reading Tosfos is? My way of reading Tosfos is like we just said, that there's an Isser of Shehiyah, even though there's no chash avodah, but there's no isser of finding it. But remember, that chiddush of the Shach, right? We just saw the Shach say this chiddush, is actually a very surprising chiddush. Because once you note that Tosfos is of the view that the isser of chash is not chashash asiya, but chashash avoda. So actually, it's very, very surprising with the shach. Okay, we came up with the teretz. What is the shach? You know, what's the logic behind the shach? But that's a very, very mechudash idea. In other words, the pashup shot is once Tosos told me that what? That the iser of chshad is an iser of chshad of avoda, not asiya, right? That's what Tosos said is the maskan of the Gemara. So there's no chshad of asiya. There's only chshad of avoda. So if you say that it's iser to hold, to have this nowadays, it must be that we're not looking at present day considerations, but bisman hagemara, where sort of whatever there was true bismanehem is true nowadays. And so says the Beit Yosef. So then, according to Tosas, matzah would also be aser because there's no chiluk. In other words, the chshad of avoda and the chshad of matzah, sorry, the chshad of shehiya, which is a chshad of avoda, must be the same thing as matzah. If we're choshish for avoda by shehiya, we must be choshish for avoda by matzah. If we're not, we're not. So if Tosfos is machmir by shehiya, he must also be machmir by matzah. There's no reason to distinguish. The shach came up with his very mechudash answer to distinguish, right? Oh, so that's what the Beis Yosef thought. That's why the Beis Yosef said, I have a great raya from Tosfos, because I know the raya is from Tosfos, because Tosfos holds that the iser of Mitzia, sorry, of Shehiyah's Alts Chash Avoda. You're going to tell me, well, why was the Beis Yosef thinking that Rabbi Yerucham disagreed? Right? Because what Rabbi Yerucham? Rabbi Yerucham clearly holds that way. Because Rabbi Yerucham said that it's mutter if you find them, aser to keep them. Why couldn't Tosas hold that way? Well, the answer is that the Beis Yosef must have thought that Rabbi Yerucham held that the Isser Shehiyah is because of Chash of Asiyah. Oh, then it makes sense. But we know that's not the shita of Tosfos, and therefore can't be the pshat in Tosfos, and therefore says the Beis Yosef. I know that Tosfos are going to remain Yerucham. So now we can understand Tosfos, and we understand the Beis Yosef, and we understand the shach. We understand how there could be two perspectives on whether you could extrapolate from Tosfos that we go basar the concerns of Bisman Chazal, or not. According to Beis Yosef's understanding of Tosfos, it must be that, you know, we stick with whatever was Bisman HaGemara. And according to the Shach, no. Except the Shach has to come up with this very interesting idea that there's a din of chshad of avoda even when it's something that was not usually never. Okay, beautiful. So now we understand the Shitos. And so now we can understand the perspective of Rama, this Yesh Omrim, who's machmir even by matzah. Good. And the Shach says, no, for sure we could be made go by matzah. Now, let's talk about a more practical application of this. So what would be, let's just say, and again, we're going to return to these questions a little bit later, but just to start thinking about that. So what's going to be the din of, you know, let's say I have, you know, my kid has a set of a pair of pajamas, and on the pajamas is a, you know, a sun and a moon and a teddy bear. I'll say goodnight or whatever it is, right? Two-dimensional suns and moons. So is Shehiyah a problem? First glance would seem that according to the Shach, we're in trouble because we already told, the Shach already told us that even when, even though, you know, these things aren't served, that's why they're mutter for matzah. And it's true, even though Bisman HaGemara matzah would be aser in these things, Shehiyah is aser, so maybe Shehiyah should be aser nowadays. However, maybe we would say, look, even though the Shach is still rooted, the Iser Shehiyah is rooted in Chshad. It is true that Chshad means, like we argued in the Shach, you have to be worried about a far-fetched scenario. Far-fetched scenario that maybe you were ovate this, right? That's why the Shach said that even if, you know, even though these are realistic images, which are mutter when matzah, but you still can't hold them because of a far-fetched concern that maybe they're navat. And the Yisim Nakim tells me I have to be above suspicion, right? Even, you know, I can't even do things where people might be choshing me, even though that's not very likely. Well, but in this case, it's not just that it's far-fetched concern that, you know, maybe this is navat. It's like vadai. There's not a havamina in the world that, you know, anybody bows to their pajamas with the teddy bear and the sun and the stars and the moon. So we have to think, if consider, that even though this shach says that the din of chshad for shihia, you know, demands we worry about, you know, something unlikely, even things that are not naturally necessarily nevad, things that would be mutter for matzah, but it doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, something that's totally unrealistic is something that we'd have to worry about. Now, so this brings us back to that Nagel's Shaila. So this morning, some of the Chevra brought up that when they designed, you know, when they built Nagel's, so, you know, that partition that you pass by on the ramp down. So when the artist first drew that picture, you know, that psychedelic looking picture, so there were like planets and things like that, moons on this picture. So the question is, do you have to get rid of them? So these were two-dimensional, fine. But maybe it's going to be okay, because first of all, like we were saying, far-fetched, but really a much better reason, which is the reason why these pictures should have been mutters because of Rabin, right? After all, we paskin that Rabin is mutter. It's true. Maybe the Rambam reject that answer, but we're made go for Rabin. So if you follow that lenient view, then it could be made go because of Rabin. This is definitely Rabin. I mean, the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbi Yerucham that two people are Rabin. Here, there are hundreds of people going back and forth. It's a public area. So maybe it's mutter to have these planets here out Rabin, just like Rabbi Gamliel was Mako. However, the Beis Yosef quotes in the Bedek Bias, and the Shach also brings this down in Sifkat and Chavav, that still, Afal Gav, the Rabin Lekach Shada, Mechuar Hu Lahav. So it's still not a great thing because it's mechuar. The heter of Rabin is not lechatchila. I mean, it's still mechuar. For Rabbi Gamliel, it was okay to rely on Rabin because there was a need. They needed these images to test the Eidim. But since you don't need these images to make a mechitza in front of Nagels, so then it would still be mechuar. So it's mistaber why... you know, that they went ahead and they colored him in. I mean, again, you could ask, well, yeah, leave it at that. Okay. Now, another very interesting question, which we alluded to yesterday, is, okay, well, you know, what type of, how much of the sun, the moon, the stars are usher? So, Darkei Tshuva Sif Katan Chaf Aleph quotes in the Pnei Yeshua that it's only a Tzura Shlema. It's not just a Tzura Shlema. You know, there's a discussion. We're going to get it by to a person, the Bahag, we saw in Tosos, and if he was going to be cited in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only a full person, but maybe a bust is mutter. Okay, we know that YU follows that view. From the picture of Cy Sim, the bust of Cy Sims and the bust of, who is it, Dr. Belkin or Dr. Veppel? I forget which one in the library, who? Dr. Belkin, right? Okay, so they follow that view. That's not so pashut that we're making like that view. We'll get back to that a little later. There are we shown him to reject that. But even if you're going to be making, the Pnei Yeshua says, by partial people, you have to be machmir by partial sun and moons. So this is already a chiddush, because Bishlama, I could understand why you should be machmir for partial moon, because the moon sometimes appears in partial form. And like we said yesterday, you know, Rabbi Gamliel's moons were partial moons. But mechatesi for the sun, if the sun looks chaser, you know. So that is indeed the svara of a number of poskim. And in Darkei Tshuva, Lamed Ches, he quotes different opinions. According to the Al-Sheikh, it's only if they're Shlemim. According to the Ma'arit, as we noted yesterday, a Levana Chaser is Mutter. And the Ma'arit sounds like what I told you the nursery school teachers told my children. My kids all learned in nursery school that a son is Mutter as long only if it's a partial son. So they always, they were taught to make a picture of the son in the corner of the page. So you only see like a little bit of the sun. But moons are aser, at least partial moons that look like moons. Not, in other words, like a moon that's in the way in which it's perceived, then that's aser. That's the way they're taught in nursery school. So I mentioned to you, Rav Moshe is an interesting tshuva about this. Rav Moshe said that, do you have to educate the kids not to do these things? After all, these kids, they're in nursery school, they're 5 years old, 6 years, whatever it is, they, whatever they draw isn't particularly realistic, right? So, you know, we could say it's motor mimanafshach, if you're going to hold, you know, like the Ramah, you know, so then it's okay if they're not making the guy riding on the horse or whatever. And if you're going to say it's a realist, it's us, they're also realistic, but this isn't realistic, it should be okay. Rav Moshe says, no, we don't want to be, you know, when you're teaching them to draw when they're 4 years old. So, you know, okay, they're not very good when they're four, but they're going to get better. They're going to keep on practicing. It's going to, you know, one day it's going to look realistic. And then you're going to have to start telling them, oh, no, now that you're starting to get decent at drawing, you better stop making this. No, that's not proper enough. And so, you know, why should we teach them to do it? Again, still could be mutter if it's in the corner of the page, but not even if all their sons, you know, at this point don't look realistic at all, it's still going to be, it's inappropriate to teach them that way. And you see a couple of chidushim from this. Number one is you see that he's machmir. We're going to get back to this a little bit later, but that flat is also aser and not just shakua. And so that's one chiddush. And two is you see he doesn't accept this position of the Ramah and the Rambam that, depending on how you're miyashiv it, but that seem to hold that it's only the mazel images. Yeah, what are you going to say, Menachem? Yeah, I would think that's what I would think. But I saw the Minchas Yitzchak, actually. Once I wasn't going to get to this now, but if you take a look at the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud Simen Ayin Beis, and I put this in the Makoros I sent out to you. So he talks about taking a picture of a sunset. So do we say it's mutter? Do we say it's aser? And he has such a tzad to say, so you go, there are a lot of issues over there. Talks about, maybe taking the picture isn't a problem because then it's on film, so there isn't anything. It's just like a black screen, but then what about developing? So I don't want to get into those issues just yet. But he writes, Toch Advarin, that let's look back. I thought I remember him saying that there's going to be a difference, that maybe it's going to be okay if it's a half a sun in the sunset. But what you're saying is if you follow the approach of the Ma'arit, so then the half a sun, but sunset would be just like the crescent moon, because that's the way it appears.
And that's something else. For the sun, it's also like,
the picture that all the kids draw is not at all like the sun ever appears. In other words, they make like a quarter of the sun.
So even like Kino would be mocking any time it's primarily that I could see a sun behind a building that's being blocked.
No, that's not a sun. That's sun rays.
With a little ball around it.
Do you have a full ball?
Half a ball, but that's still different than something.
Unless you're going to say the following. I don't know. Maybe you'll make the following argument. I don't think it's a terrible argument. That, and maybe that's what he's considering, that there's a big difference between something that's being obstructed versus the way it appears even without obstruction. In other words, by the moon, we're machmir, only because the moon, even without obstruction, appears in the form of a crescent. Mashen came the sun. Yeah, it's true. This is the way the sun would look if it's obscured by a building, or maybe even the sunset. This is the way the sun. But that's only because that's never the shape of the sun. That just happens to be the way I see it because it's obscured. So therefore, the sunset would be mutter, and partially blocked by the building would be mutter. The only time it's going to be usser is by the cases of the crescent moons and the like.
Well, if I'm not clear from there, no, it's still a way of moon and three quarters. And however, so if you didn't moon in the corner, moon is never three quarters. Moon is some, whatever.
So if, again, the same matter. If you're following the Maharet.
But then where is the Maharet? From the, what's it?
Knei Yeshua?
Knei Yeshua. But the rise only because that's the way the...
Yes, right. I understand. But the Pnei Yeshua, I don't know why he thinks it's usher across the board. I don't know what the basis of Pnei Yeshua is. In other words, why does he think you could extrapolate from the Maizid and Wheel other than, you know, once you're not going to say it doesn't need to be Shalim, so then any amount. But why would you say that? I agree. Now, this is a difficult position to understand how the Pnei Yeshua comes out with this Chumrah. Okay. Now, an interesting question once we're on the topic of pictures of suns and the like, which again, we're going to get back to a little bit later, but would you be mako for science books or the like? My son has his book at home, you know, that it's a type of science, popular science book for little kids. So there's a picture of the sun, full sun, right? Realistic picture of the sun. Is that going to be mutter? So it could be that here there's a little bit more of a tzatz b'vein. Anyway, as we noted, the Rambam doesn't paskin l'hislamed, but almost all the other Rishonim do. You ask why. I saw the Gra assumes that the Rambam doesn't paskin the Islamid because he thinks the Gemara didn't accept that answer. It relates to the way the Gra reads the understood the Gersh of the Rambam. But anyway, but it could be, you know, we do paskin like that of the Islamid. And again, we'll get back to this a little bit later when we see the dispute in the Shach. The Shach defends the practice of having the Mazalos and the Machzor based off of the Islamid. If you accept that view and you start expanding the Islamid, so then maybe we should also be Mako for the science books and the like.
Right. The big finish should say the Islamid applies to studying science. And the Islamid certainly applies to the Mitzvah.
I don't know. Science says kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amin. Ezel chachma uvina le'enei ha'amin. That's tkufos u'mazalos. So kol yadei lechashet tkufos u'mazalos ve'enam chashvan alav akasav omeria. I don't know. You're a very yeshivish guy. The Gemara and Shabbos. Well, let's go that far. Yeah. Now, once we're on the topic, so we mentioned that Tosfos quotes, you know, asks the question, how is it that nowadays it's mutter? He says that Yesh Shahayu Rotsu Mahachmir, Shalom Lahachdim Lavikochav, and Chosen Shish Betzras Adam, Bishvilchov, and Kain Haya Haovikochav, and Navy Lome Atzmo. And then there's not even Nisr Amir Lanachri, Bechain Shalom Lachkor Osam Betsuo Sheish Bansuras Adam Boletes. So, how does Tosus defend this? He says, I'll tell you how could be somech on the behad. Shemati rosad v'mudibitzer as darkon v'shamshach shad v'tfei v'rechviti k'bitnan v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' gufo b'yadayim v'raglayim. So it's only asur yadayim v'raglayim. That's a view of Tosfos from the Bahag. The Rosh also has this. Suras Adam is only asur, incomplete, but without hands and legs, it's going to be mutter. According to the Rosh and the Torah, maybe even Basia, the Darkei Moshe sounds like the Bahag is only makel for Shia, but at least for Shia, we'll say it's mutter to have a bust. Okay, like I said, that's what YU relies on. As far as I know, there are two busts in the YU buildings. Now, it is a little difficult from the Lashon of the Gemara. Kol ha-partzufin mutarin chutz me'adam. So Brian was pointing out partzuf. Partzuf sounds like faces, aser, not the whole body. All right. So you'll have to say that means all things with a partzuf are only aser for adam. It's coming to exclude other things without a partzuf. However, not everybody agrees with this. The Shach quotes that the smag is machmir, and he says, machmir tabalav bracha. But you could be medayik from the Shach in Sifkatan Chafhei, that maybe even if you hold of the smag, a profile would be mutter. Because what does the Shach say? Venira is towards the end of that very long Shach. Venira to call tsuros dasvinan, enemasur and el batsur shlema mamish. Kigon tsuras adam b'shteinayim v'chodem shalei v'chol agof ukiyot sebo aval lo chatzi tzir kedech tzas mitzayrin sad echad. Or this would also be an afkamina if not for a bust. If you're going to be machmir for shitas the rishonim who hold that even a two-dimensional person is going to be mutter, so we saw that perhaps you should be machmir for that view, though that certainly doesn't seem to be the minhag, but even if you're going to be machmir for that view, so just do a profile image, that would be okay. And you see this also a little bit at the end of Tosus Dibor Maso Mengilu Beis, Dimas Hilo, where he writes, Osem Tsuros that are on the Sadinim Mutarim, Kevin She'in Lam parts of Shalem Elachatzi parts of. Tosfos also asks, you know, why do we need to aser dalad panimat, you know, tape clay because it's Urs Adam. And Luch Ora, if you're going to say that Urs Adam needs an Adam Shalem, so I assume, right, I think they point out that it didn't have Yadayim or Raglayim and the like. So, L'chora, what you see from here, this is the Maritz Diyuk against to be Machmir, against the Bahag, is that you see that even the parts of alone is Aser. Because if it was off the body, they didn't anyway have human bodies. Unless you say that, like, the wings weren't enough to take away. Anyway, the Taz might try to get out of that. There's an interesting tshuva from Rav Kook on this topic of busts, Ayin Sham, that I sent you and put on the Mar Makomos. All right, I guess we'll stop here. And the Bezer Shem tomorrow, we'll continue working our way through Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll have a chance to see lots of very interesting practical questions.
B'siyata d'shmaya. The same story you said, that a blanket with some people here would also kind of science.
Yeah, if you think that star is correct.
I was wondering also if there's a star to say the shots, so there's a reason why else would you have this thing?
Right, but nowadays, yes, so I agree. I agree that why else would you have that? Yeah, the only problem with that, and you know, I thought the same thing, is because, well, why else did the guy have it?
So that's pretty pictures on his wall.
It's the same thing for you.
Pretty pictures are not a Jewish concept.
So, okay. So you right? In other words, you're having to come on to the fact that we don't like art. Maybe it's true. Yeah. But, right? So that's why I'm not.
They also draw pictures of their gods. It's not like a raya.
We're saying if they were going to have art, they would have religious art. But we can't have religious art. So I don't know. Like, that's not your other kasha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you have to say something like
that. Yeah, I agree.
The Brad did not, I mean, the is a big.
Hello? Time for two more comments or questions?
She's only laughing by Lavana. So it makes us Lavana. She's not laughing, it makes us
Lavana. So the Dark Age of Unmisquoted.
I think so. I quoted it.